This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. WIP Community Forum on Monday, October 24th at 5:30 p.m. at Buffalo Thunder. It is essential for folks to attend, either virtually or in person, the WIP Community Forum on Monday, October 24th, beginning at 5:30 p.m. at Buffalo Thunder Resort Casino. The Department of Energy, DOE, which owns both Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, and the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, has plans to greatly expand both facilities. At LANL, DOE plans to increase the number of plutonium pits, or the triggers, for nuclear weapons from very few to 30 a year. At WIP, DOE plans to double the size of the underground waste disposal site 26 miles east of Carlsbad. It is essential we raise our voices now in opposition to DOE's plans that would impact our communities for decades to come. DOE has promised that at the October 24th event, people will be able to make comments and ask questions to be answered at the meeting. To register for the community forum, go to www.wip.energy.gov. WIP hosted an event on July 7th at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. People wrote their questions on index cards. WIP promised to post the answers on WIP's website, but it took more than 3 months for DOE to post 46 pages of responses. Clearly, there is a lot of public interest in WIP's expansion plans. Questions were asked about the intersectionality of expanded pit production at LANL, the resulting increase in the amount of plutonium-contaminated waste destined for WIP, and increased transportation of that waste through New Mexico communities already stressed by other environmental threats. CCNS is concerned that there may not be enough room in WIP for the buried legacy waste at LANL, estimated to be 200,000 cubic yards. WIP is for legacy waste generated prior to 1999. DOE already has agreements with other states that ship legacy waste to WIP, for example. The agreement with Idaho requires 55% of the shipments be from that state. South Carolina, Tennessee, Washington also have expectations for reserving space at WIP. It's unclear how the LANL legacy waste fits into DOE's space allocations. But here's the rub. Since January 2021, the DOE has been shipping drums of legacy waste and drums of newly generated waste from pit production to WIP. Is the priority to get the legacy waste that is threatening the regional drinking water aquifer, quote-unquote, off the hill, or to support plutonium pit production? Please make time to express your concerns either in person or virtually at the WIP Community Forum. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. You can also listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform.